From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Kevin Frey reports for New York State of Politics that two Hudson Valley congressional representatives are sniping at each other as Democrats want to increase the country's debt limit, while Republicans will only agree to that if Democrats agree to spending cuts. Republican Mark Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, said, and I quote, "We can neither default nor can we sustain the rate of spending," end quote. Democrat Pat Ryan is complaining about the spending cuts the Republicans are demanding, even though increasing the country's debt limit was previously routine and nonpartisan. Ryan said, and I quote, "The money has to come from somewhere when you make cuts across the board," end quote. And that means, Ryan said, that veterans will see cuts. Molinaro said, and I quote, "It's an outright lie that, quite frankly, doesn't astonish me. We have already moved forward with robust veteran funding," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Environmental Protection Agency will begin soil sampling after Memorial Day to see the level of toxic PCBs in the lower Hudson River. Monthly water sampling is being conducted in Poughkeepsie, Albany, and Troy for a year, and fish and blue crab are also being collected to see the impact of the dredging and removal of contaminated soil from the upper Hudson River. General Electric, the company responsible for putting the toxins in the Hudson River, paid for that dredging, and some activists want them to do more. The EPA's Gary Kowinski said, and I quote, "We collect recently deposited sediment. We're collecting sediment where we collect fish, and we are collecting high-resolution sediment, essentially to put a tube into the bottom of the river, pull it out, and you take each of the layers out of that tube and analyze them," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Greenville School System is holding a public forum about the books in the library from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. on May 30th in the high school middle school library. One parent complained about one book recently in the Greenville School Library, and the district has responded by explaining their policy. Earlier in May, the district released a, and I quote, "Library Collection Guidelines," end quote, document, and is now holding a public forum to explain their library policies. Superintendent Michael Bennett said, and I quote, "This session will be an opportunity for parents, educators, and community stakeholders to provide constructive feedback and suggestions regarding student access to books within the library," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.